Living the digital entrepreneurship lifestyle is one of a kind. I am overwhelmed by the ideas and creativity, yet have to stay grounded and organized as I adapt to living the life of my dreams. It's time to play. What's up, creators? My name is Nikitra Berard. Welcome to my world. The Creative Album Podcast is a place where we explore, learn, grow, and evolve. We are under the influence of full moon and Libra, shining the light on areas of our life that we can gain clarity about. Libra is here to bring balance, reminding us to, you know, put importance on living in harmony, you know, just taking the time to discover what it is that we need to release or let go in our lives, whether it's physical, mental, an attitude, or a change in our beliefs. It is also springtime, you know, time to clean, you know, so let go of anything that is not working for you. If you are not using it, get rid of it. If you have thoughts of unworthiness, lack, fear, any type of low vibrations, then it's time to replace them with love, light, ease, and flow. This is the inner work required to grow and evolve, leading you to become the next best version of yourself. I have been meditating daily and the benefits are profound. I realize a lot of my thoughts, they just come and go. They are not me. And then I can become present in the moment to fully enjoy, you know, life, everything that life has to offer and who I am. It is priceless, as there are things that I could be worried or stressed about, but I have a chance to heal and love myself so I can create a new and improved future. I have been releasing my fears, you know, around other people's perception of me, around money, to not base my value and worth according to my financial status at any given time. My health is important. My peace and fulfillment is a priority. And this is a big shift for me. So I am expecting to see this play out in my reality and embrace the changes that occur, because I am making new decisions this month in terms of relationships, career, my identity. So the transformation is, you know, just constantly unraveling. Life is so much fun, right? I am making room for a new house, moving to a new location, to acquire an electric vehicle. I would like to, you know, stack up on some gold and silver. You know, those are great assets right now. My online business to grow. I intend for my investments to grow, my health to increase, and have supportive, loving relationships in this next phase of my life. I intend to make videos to share online, create music, and take a trip to Bali. I have been wanting to get to Bali, okay? There are some things that I have to change, though, and adjust on an energetic level so that I can create this version of myself. I am willing to do the work because these are the desires that arise for me at the time. So I am doing whatever it takes to start new routines and habits. I can feel the momentum of this as I have been consistent with meditating daily. I have become aware of any thoughts that I don't want to repeat. And, you know, I have the ability and the awareness to shift to new ones and take action when I do feel inspired, like recording this podcast. Yeah, I have moments where I have to push myself. So that's why it does help when you do have a go-to, a mentor, or you're surrounded with other supportive, like-minded individuals. I have spent a lot of time to myself lately, and it has served me well to like understand the value of peace, you know, inviting abundance into my life. I feel like I have like, I would say so much time. It's like each moment I am just like, you know, indulging in each moment. And this has given me time to heal and self-reflect on what really matters to me, you know, without the opinions of others and getting rid of the conditioning and programming that we are all subjected to. I do feel like I am out here on the leading edge this full moon. I am ready to face any shadow aspects of myself so that I can elevate. Following my passions is my priority right now. Going wherever my heart takes me is thrilling, and what a joy it is to share this experience with those who mutually benefit. So it's only up from here. I do want to mention my dream last night. There were like 3 or 4 helicopters flying in the backyard, and they landed, and then a couple people walked off these helicopters, and then they started exploring and enjoying the territory. It was, you know, interesting, exciting, and it's a reminder of what I could be doing in my waking life. I do want to travel and sightsee, yet I have to follow all the rules and laws that humans take, you know, forever to update their minds and their way of thinking. So I just be like, man, I'm going to take a helicopter and land somewhere for a couple of days, or get a private jet and I don't have to ask anybody for permission to go anywhere, or, you know, go check out this, check out that. I just get up and go when I want, you know, just land and expand, just like what happened in my dream. I know that's kind of random. But y'all, I have to get to hair and makeup and wardrobe, get ready to shoot film for today. I may record a song or work on a music video. That is what I really want to do. Once I get the first 2 or 3 videos out, then I will be comfortable with directing. You know, I gotta get the juices going, you know, see if you guys like it. I just want to do more video-based content. Y'all know that that is what's trending right now. So, yes, I have some work to do. I can sit and talk in front of the camera for hours, though I am looking for a wow factor, some action worth talking about. Many are excited about doing reels or shorts. This is 15-second videos or up to 1 minute long video clips. And it's a good idea for me because it can lead to viewers wanting to watch longer videos if they do like it, versus making a 1 to 2 hour video or a movie and then you don't know if it's going to sell. You don't know if people will watch it. So that is exactly why Hollywood seems to be crumbling right now. The entertainment industry is practically in the palm of my hands. Everyone's hands. Now, you can literally be a star of your own show these days. I have been to Hollywood, so I was made for this. Perhaps that should be a caption for one of my projects. I am hosting a breakfast event today. This is just for the ladies, where we have fun, we talk business, we celebrate our wins to start the day. It might run into brunch hours, which is cool because we are filming and it's for my e-commerce business. So everything is working out for the greater good. I do need to work on my websites. I need to make some updates, share a few posts, and go shopping. Who wants to shop today? I think I'm going to put together an event where we could go shopping in stores or online. It could be for home and decor, fashion, food, or houses. I mean, what is it that you need? We'll see how this is going to go. I would like to do an activity that symbolizes my shift today. Under this full moon and Libra energy, maybe like maybe like lighting a candle or laying out some crystals or do karaoke on stage, or make a delicious dessert or something. I have a Patreon account for you guys to check out. I'm going to let you in on my creation process. Maybe you guys would be interested in, watching me record my music instead of writing it. I think writing will be boring to you guys, but I love it. And you can see behind the scenes of my TV show called Party Stream Music. Okay, I'm going to take a moment, play some music so you guys can vibe with me. If you are a smoker, this is your cue to roll one up and enjoy. I'm in the mood for making some music today. We will see what we come up with. I would love to see what you guys are working on, what creative projects or ideas that you have. I am looking for some people to connect with and work with, to be a part of the show or, be in some videos and filming that I am doing. Yes, this is a wonderful time to, get your ideas out there, get your business online. Stay focused on what it is that you want for yourself. And yes, this is what I have for today. Thank you guys for joining and listening. My name is Nikitra Berard. We will play here next time on the Creative Album. Live your best life in abundance, health, wealth, prosperity, joy, fulfillment, healing, growth, all of the above. All right, later. Let's go ahead and do a card reading to tap into our higher self, our God self. Receive messages of love, inspiration, and clarity from the universe, spirit, source, all that is. I am not a therapist. I do consider myself intuitive. I just trust the messages that come through are, what needs to be heard, are revealed. And just take what resonates. If it doesn't, it may or may not be for you at this time. But yes, this is a good moment to light candles or sage or incense, Palo Santos, clear out the old energy, make space for something new, set your intentions. And the first card that we have is Paul the Venetian, experiencing grace. I love when Paul shows up because he comes like well poised, and he has this, I would say, this pink and yellow background. Share your gifts with grace. Waves of inspiration and love are coming to you. Now, Paul the Venetian, he normally works with artists, and that's why I love to see when he shows up. He is the Venetian, and this refers to the fact that he was connected to Venice, Italy. I have never been out of the country, but yeah. Whatever creative ideas you are having at this time, they are inspired by the divine. Paul the Venetian is here to help you channel your gifts. You may have felt blocked or held back in the past, but now it's time to recognize how talented you really are. Follow your bliss and share your grace. Your creativity is a gift to the world, and as you share it with all those around you, you make space in your heart for goodness to enter. Recognize your gifts today and express your creative self in a way that suits you. Yeah, so this is a gift of grace when you share your gifts, guys. So, yeah, you may be experiencing waves of inspiration and love coming to you. The next card we have is Lady Venus, downloads and understanding. Truth is being revealed. Deep insights are coming from heaven and the astral realm. Are you guys familiar with the astral realm? Yeah, that's why I was talking about my dreams, because my dreams remind me that there is more to life than just this physical world. I don't care what you say. There are things that we cannot explain, that we don't know. And, you know, like, that's where these downloads that you may be getting, these revelations that you may be receiving, trust them. Lady Venus is a wonderful keeper of light to call on when you are trying to forge a connection with the heavens or finding it difficult to understand the signs, the symbols, and guidance that are being sent to you physically or through meditation. She also allows us to connect with or focus on particular energies so we can understand them more. If you are studying a spiritual subject at this time, Lady Venus is the goddess, the light worker that can assist you. Whenever this is happening, spend some time in contemplation so you can ask the universe what you really need to know. This card also represents downloads of information being received by your mind. Know that the universe sees you as capable of holding soul-centered information that will help you and others reach a new level of understanding. Yeah, on this podcast, I have shared some light language transmissions. This is like mind-blowing, and I consider it a form of me receiving downloads from the universe, from God, you know, from spirit, source, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, you guys could check out some other episodes in regards to that. The next card we have is the Shekinah Sacred Self. Unleash your spirit. Express your gifts. Dance to the sacred rhythm of life. The Shekinah is here to remind us or to let go of the male-only image of God. I know in organized religion, especially in America and Christianity, it's like Jesus is white and that's like all that there is to know. But the Shekinah shows up here on this card as a brown melanin sister, okay? The sacred self, like you cannot forget or deny the divine feminine, the black woman. You cannot, you know, so unleash your spirit, express your gifts, and dance to the sacred rhythm of life. And this is really good, especially under this full moon in Libra energy going on right now. So whatever it is that you want to say, whatever, you know, artistic or creative ideas that you have, let's get to it. I would love to see what you guys are working on. All right, the next card that we have is Diana, Focused Intention. Diana comes from, what's that movie? The Warrior Goddess Diana. Anyway, think about what you desire. Set your sights high. Expect the best possible outcome. Yeah, Diana has focused intention here. So make sure that you guys are focused on whatever it is that you want. Keep your attention on what it is that you do want, not what it is that you don't want. All right. And set your sights high, dream bigger, go for it. You only got one life to live. Okay. The next card is Saint Germain, Karma Releasing. Move beyond drama, create your own path, make room for good energy. Yeah. It's Easter holiday weekend. So some of you guys may be gathering with family. Maybe you haven't seen in a while, maybe attending church. Some of you guys may be questioning, you know, some of the, you know, traditions that you guys have been practicing or your spiritual beliefs or your beliefs in God. You know, so this may be a very, you know, spicy weekend for you guys. Move beyond the drama and create your own path. You know, maybe you have kids and you don't want them to, you know, believe in some of the things that you have been believing in from that has been passed down, you know, from generation to generation. And that's okay. Let that karma go. You know, make room for good energy. All right. So I'm gonna pull one more card and we're gonna close out this reading. The final card is Melchizedek, higher learning. You have learned from experience. More inner study is now required to further progress. Some of you guys may be interested in sacred geometry. We know Melchizedek comes from the Christian Bible. He may be mentioned elsewhere, but higher learning. So regardless of how old you are, where you are on your spiritual journey, y'all, there is so much more to learn and explore in this life. And most of the time, it needs to be within yourself. More inner study is now required to further progress. Who are you? Where are you? Why are you? You know what I'm saying? So let's go ahead and, you know, close out this reading. This is so great. I love to do this. This is so fun. You guys can check out my Patreon account if you are interested in more in-depth readings. I love to check out my my astrology sign and my horoscope daily. It's like fun. It's therapeutic. It's healing, you know, to just know that I am connected to everything around me. It helps me to overcome any obstacles or challenges that I am experiencing. You know, so yes, you guys could check that out.